Welcome to Buddy Speak.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Buddy Speak.
Hi, welcome to Buddy Speak.
Hi.
We're just getting closer to Christmas.
We're just getting closer to Christmas. We used to talk like that all the time
in middle school. The olden days.
We used to talk like this. It was so annoying. It was really annoying.
We have YouTube videos. They're still on YouTube.
No, we don't. Anyway, today we are talking about jobs that we've had,
that we've
had. And, you know, we've had a job together, but I think it's good to start at the beginning.
Let's start at the beginning of jobs.
So our first jobs, I think it's safe to say, was mowing the yard.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I do have a story about that. Okay, so, you have to mow the yard a certain way, right? There's an expected way to do it. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to impress my dad. I'm going to do something different. So what I did was, okay, our last name is Derek, right? That's my last name. So what I did was I made a huge D in our front yard. Like, I carved it, like with the mower. Like, I made a huge D of grass. And I was like, and then I did it, and I was like, Dad, come out. Come outside and look at it. And I was like, look at the huge D in our yard. He was like, son, what are you doing? I was like, Dad, I'm just trying to impress you. He's like, mow the yard, son. What are you what are you doing? That definitely did happen. That definitely happened.
Oh my gosh.
But so we mowed the yard. We did all that crap. You know, mowing the yard was kind of like, you know, our first. But you didn't get paid for mowing the yard, right?
I used to.
Now it's expected of you.
Well, not anymore, and I'm in college.
Yeah. Jesus. That's so funny. I always got paid for the yard.
Yeah. Good thing we're on winter break now, so yeah, I don't worry about nothing.
Yeah, winter is the best.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. I think I nailed the three. And Happy Baxter Day.
Yeah. I'm not going to say the other ones we talked about last weekend.
Yeah, well that was a little interesting, but that's okay.
Oh, well.
Okay, so jobs. So, what was your first job?
My first job? Well, yeah, I'd say mowing the lawn. Well, I mowed the lawn for someone else. I've done that twice.
Reed got offered to mow the yard for the people across the street. They were like, hey, we'll pay you, like, $30 if you mow our yard. And he was like, I'm not doing that. Sorry, sir. And then he just kept mowing our yard. And my dad was like, what are you doing, Reed? You have to take that offer. That's money. He was like, sorry, Dad. I didn't know. But I understand. He was just nervous.
I'm sorry, sir.
He was like, I'm sorry, sir. I can only mow my yard. And he was tired.
Yeah.
But yeah. Mowing the yard was... I mean, I always used to, like, you know, it was nice.
Yeah.
Like, I used to listen to music, you know?
Oh, so, when I mowed other people's yards, I did, like, a great job and everything.
Of course.
And then I came over to my, like, because I do theirs first, and then we go over to ours.
Yeah.
I did, like, the crappiest job.
You're just like, ours. Yeah, it's good enough.
Yeah.
I live here, so it doesn't matter.
Like, I didn't weed it or anything. The grass around the trees was real tall.
Yeah.
And, like, it was, like, growing out onto the sidewalk.
Yeah.
I was lazy on that.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I did that, too.
Yeah.
I didn't want a weed eat. Like, that's... It's just, like, a chunk out of your day. It's it's not short enough
to... It's usually Saturday, too.
Yeah, it's like, why am I doing this on a Saturday? Ugh. It's fine in the summer, but, like, that's your day on the weekend.
No.
It's, like, waste.
Thanks.
It's okay, though.
So, my first actual job, crash, I had to put, like, a tax thing. What's it called?
What?
I don't know. W-9 or something?
WD-40.
So, my first job... I was, like, a... I don't know. How would you describe it?
What was your first job? What was it? I don't know. I forgot what your first job was.
At the church?
Oh, that was your first job?
My first, like...
You worked in children's care.
Yeah. At
the church every weekend.
Yeah, that was my first job. It was all right.
That's all you got to say about it?
Well, I don't know. Like, I kind of liked it at first, but then it was like, I had school, and then I had to work on the weekends, so I had, like, no break, like, at all.
Yeah.
So that kind of sucked.
Yeah, I think, yeah. And then those children were very spastic.
Yeah, real spastic.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, because you have to be nice to them because it's church, you know?
Yeah, and
you
like,
can't be like, shut up!
really can't.
Shut up, kid!
That's like the one thing you want to do. He's like, it's like when they start misbehaving, you have to like when they start crying, it's the worst. Because you can't do anything. You can't be like,
oh, you know.
You can't be like, stop crying! Because it just makes them
shut
cry.
Up!
You can't make them cry more.
It's like, oh, it's okay. And you're just kind of like,
I'm embarrassed. Like, I don't want to be doing this.
Like, you know. And you know when kids start crying, they, like, get that lip, they're like, and then they're like, and then they lose it, they're like, ah, and you're like, shut up! Shut up, kid! Shut up, I'm not dealing with that!
So, yeah, but before I got my job, I was kind of, like, looking into it, Ryan and I went to Arkansas.
Oh, yeah, okay, this is an Arkansas story.
You could tell a story.
Okay. I'll tell it from my perspective because it's funny. So Channon, he was trying to get this job, and he did not contact his, they emailed you, right?
So they emailed me, and I was like, yeah, I'll just email him back. So I told my dad about it.
Yeah, you were like,
He's like, I want you to call them. I was like, I'm not a person that likes to, like, talk on the phone with people I don't know, you know? You know, so,
but
like...
that's how it's supposed to go, though.
So...
Let me send them, my future boss, a text message.
No, I was going to email them back.
I'm a good guy. I'm a scholarly man.
I'm a scholarly man at
16. I love talking to people. Yeah, right. You're just texting him.
Yeah, well...
Anyway, so we were driving back, and he hadn't called him. And his dad didn't know that, so...
Until he asked me.
Until he asked you, and he was like... And Chad was like, yeah, I'll just call him when I get home. Like, and then his dad was like, you haven't called him yet? And he, like, got angry. He got angry at you and started like, Chandon, that is irresponsible! That is irresponsible! And you're like, I know, Dad! You're like, Dad, stop! You're like... Are you embarrassed? Were you embarrassed?
Oh, well, you're just sitting there just in the middle of the, yeah, in the middle, like, of the seat. You're just sitting there. My dad's just going off. And my head was just against the window looking outside.
You're like, I'm sorry, Dad. Like, I thought you were about to cry.
No. I was just taking it in. I was just like, shut up.
Just, when is this conversation going to be over?
I was just thinking, like, when is it going to end?
Yeah, that happens sometimes. When you're getting in trouble, you're like, yeah, just keep talking and get it out, and then
we're just beating a dead horse.
Let's just move on. Yeah, I was like, can we move on, please? Yeah,
I know what I did. Stop trying to tell me that I did something wrong.
Yeah, I know. It was stupid. Let's move on. Oh, it was so funny, and I tried hard not to laugh.
Oh, if you laughed, he probably
what would he do? What would your dad would have done?
He put.
Was that a wheeze that came out of your mouth?
A wheeze?
What are you talking
about? I heard you wheeze.
No! Like, you're like... I thought that's what you did.
No!
I thought you were like...
I don't think I did.
Okay, I'm hurting.
I don't think I did.
I'm hurting.
Sorry.
You're hurting me.
You're the one that laughed.
No, you made me laugh because you wheezed.
I didn't wheeze.
What would you... Okay, no. What would your dad have done?
He probably would have shut up is the thing. He probably would have been like... just kept driving.
No, I've done things to make your dad angry before.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Let's tell that story. You tell it because I'm...
So we had Ryan's surprise birthday party.
It was my birthday, okay?
So it was his birthday party, and he was like, I don't want a party. So I was just like, and so...
You and Abby planned it, right?
Yeah, so...
Which was really sweet, actually.
Yeah, yeah. So we planned it, and we're like, and so we're like, so I was just like, oh, I'll just ask him to come over to spend the night. And so he'll just think just normal stuff. So you came over in pajamas.
No, but the thing is... the thing is, my mom... I did do that, didn't I? Yeah. No, okay, so my mom, she played it off really well.
Yeah.
She was like, I don't know, Ryan, you really need to get to bed tonight. Like, I was like, Mom, please get up. And I was like, she did that like reverse psychology. Yeah. She was like, oh, I guess you can go, which was perfect. I had no idea. You guys pulled it off pretty well. Like, it was really good. Yeah. Anyway, tell your...
And so, party's getting going on, and... So he comes over in his pajamas and has his black suitcase. Well, not suitcase, your duffel bag. Like normal. Just like a normal spend the night. And he opens the thing. He just opens it. And then like everyone's like, surprise. You're like, what?
I was like, I'm confused.
But either way, the party gets going. And so we start opening presents. And he got cookie dough. From his mom, because he likes to eat cookie dough. Oh my god, I hate you for this, actually.
You do?
Yes, like, I got in trouble for it.
So it's my fault.
So he took the cookie dough. No, it was your attitude about it. That's what I'm mad about.
Like, no.
basically, so... You took the cookie dough, you look at me, I don't know, like, the whole time, you had like a pumped ego, you were like...
It was my birthday, okay?
I know, but like, you're like, hey, everybody, watch this, and you take a ball of cookie dough, you throw it against the wall, and I was like,
hey, stop doing that!
In my instinct, I'm like, hey, this is my home,
you're abusing my home.
Hey, Ryan, please stop.
I threw it at the TV.
And you deliberately...
I threw it at the TV!
You deliberately looked at me, rolled another ball of cookie dough. You rolled another ball of cookie dough, and you threw it against my TV with a smirk on your face. You're like, huh. And you gave me a little chuckle. And so I was sitting there trying to clean it off, and like the next day, my dad got it there, and he watched TV, and he's like,
this cookie dough?
He goes, what's in the crease of our TV?
What guy ran the crease?
And so he calls me up, Chandon! I was like,
Chandon!
I was like,
Chandon!
So my mind was running. I was like, what did I do wrong? Like, I'm just thinking, what in the world could I have done wrong?
No, it was not you.
I didn't do anything wrong. So he's sitting there by the wall on TV looking at me like,
He was just like silent.
He goes, what's this? I go, oh. I go,
you have to explain. I had to explain
what the story.
I do.
I go, so, I go, Ryan, he threw cookie dough at the wall and TV.
The thing is, I wasted food.
You wasted food. And then you vandalized my home. That's what you did.
I know, it was funny.
And so, like, he made me clean it, by the way. So I told him it was you. I go, Ryan threw cookie dough at the... He goes, that's spastic boy. That's
what... So, yeah, that spastic boy.
Yeah.
That's what, yeah.
Well, I cleaned it off, and that's the end of that story.
So. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's funny. That has nothing to do with Jobs, but I love that story. I love your dad. He's so funny. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, your first job was at the church.
Yeah.
So, I guess my first job was technically at Kumon. My dad owns a Kumon Math and Reading Center for children who cannot learn correctly. Actually, really smart kids. And I worked there grading papers, which was not fun. Not for me. Not for me. Okay.
Not for me.
God, not for me.
God, yes,
not for me. Not for me. But I'm about to throw up. I swear, I've been laughing so hard.
Please don't throw up.
Okay, that'd be interesting. But yeah, I just sat there and graded papers for 4 hours a day. Ugh. Like, after school, it's like, man, now you gotta go work. It's like, that job was like, I mean, it was okay. Like, I've heard, like, you should never, like, work with your parents. Like, because it's... Because...
Expect cause the they, highest
they, exactly.
Of you.
They expect you... Because they know how who you are, and they... You can't, like... They don't...
They know your hardest, and they know he's not working.
Yeah, exactly. They know that, which is crazy. But yes, that's, my friend Steven worked there, which made it better, a lot better. But then he quit, so it was boring. Then I kept working there, and then I went to... A place called, I'm just going to say it, it's a jump house place. That was a hard job.
Wait, no, talk about the hospital.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I worked at this hospital that our friend Casey's mom ran.
Beverly.
Beverly. Her name is Beverly. Hello, Beverly.
Hi, Beverly.
She ran it, and I was like, I need a job, so I need some work opportunities. And my dad was like, hey, you need to get this job. It was all the way, like, it was like 30 minutes from the school and like 45 from my house. It was a horrible drive.
Bad drive.
Then I just sat there and entered in papers, and I had to sit next to this girl who smelled like curry the whole time. Like, it was like,
she smelled like
bad food.
Ugh.
Like, not curry, it was just like bad food, and she was always eating. Ugh. Like, she was like, you want some of this? It's upstairs. Like, and I was like, no thanks, I'll do my job. And then, like, I entered in all these papers, but what I would do, like, almost every day I would go up to, there was four floors, I would go up to the fourth floor, and I would look out the window to the road that I'm supposed to take to go home, and I would just stare at it and be sad because I wasn't on there.
Because you have like 3 hours left.
Yeah,
because
I had like 3 hours left, and I'd be like, and I'd stay there for like 30 minutes. Like,
it was... Right, you got paid to look out the window.
I know, but like, and then... little did I know that they had security cameras working. So
you're sitting there with your Dr. Pepper and your straw.
So one day I get a call from my aunt because she worked at the hospital, and she was like, "Hey, Beverly told me you're gonna get fired tomorrow, so I think you should give you 2 weeks' notice so it doesn't go on your record." And I was like, "Oh." Okay, like, it was kind of, like, disappointing, because I'd never been fired, and I didn't want to be fired. So I walked in, like, the day I was supposed to, I'm going to tell them, like, I told them immediately before they could even, like, you know, fire me. I was like, I'm giving my 2 weeks' notice. And she was like, okay, so are you working today? And I was like, yes, here's the thing, I don't want to.
You can just
leave. Yeah, she said, she literally looked at me, she was like, you can just leave. I was like, thanks. Like,
what was her name?
I don't know.
Like Shirley or something?
I don't know. I was not a hard worker there, because I did not enjoy the job. It was not the job for me at all.
Not for me.
Call it torture, call it university. But it was not. I did not like that job. It was just sitting for 4 hours again. Like they signed me up for 6 hours one time. I could barely even move. Like, I could barely do that. I was like, this is horrible. And it's like, I had homework to do. Like, it was horrible, Janet. But after that job, I got a job at...
Bounce House?
No, I think it was you and I. We got a job together.
Dude, so we got a job together. But, like, I kind of, like, was like... I started there. I was like alone on the.
Yeah.
So, we worked at my uncle's place. My uncle's.
Wait.
We call it Heavenly Homes. Well, Ryan called it Heavenly Homes, and so it stuck. But.
That's what I thought it was called. It's called Providential Homes, right?
Providential Homes, but he called it Heavenly Homes for some. I don't know why he called it.
Well, we worked there for a while as co contractors, I guess that's what our.
Subcontractors.
Subcontractors.
Yes. Like,
sub.
It's trying to give us an official name to make us feel good.
Yeah.
So
even though we just, yeah, anyway.
So, basically, our first job was, like, we would, So I was
keep
like,
in mind we were together, so it made things like 10 times better. Like
yes,
it was the best job that I've ever had. Like
it was really fun because like we just like cut down, so like we were clearing like a property of trees and brush.
Yeah.
So we would just clear
trees. We would just clear trees and brush. Chad had to teach me all of this crap.
Yeah.
And we'd always get in his car and go to, like, the site. And it would be the best when, like, no one was there because we would just, like, you know... I mean, we'd work together. Yeah. It was fun.
It was real fun.
It was fun. But this is where... This is the place where I developed a extreme fear of... And I'm going to say animal. Known as the locust.
The locust.
Actually, it's a grasshopper, right? It's technically
it's a locust.
Okay, there's these freaking things that come out in the summer that are like long legged and like they just
look like grasshoppers.
They look like grasshoppers, and they just sit there and like stare at you, and then they jump. And I was afraid of them.
Why?
I just hate them. I hate them.
Why?
Because they're so spontaneous. Like they just like, and there was a lot
like
of
spontaneous
them.
Combustion.
Chan, yeah, shut up. And yeah, I know, but Chan knew that I was afraid of them and used that to his advantage. Like every time there was one, I'd be so freaked out. I just like stare at it and like, please go away. Like I was scared of a bug. Like
what if it landed like on your arm?
I would literally
like right here.
I'd cut my arm off. I'd probably have to cut my arm off. It was horrible.
It
I
laid
hate
its eggs in you.
I hate those things. I hate them.
Locusts.
That's what I call them. Locusts. They're locusts. But I just had emphasis on the ocusts.
Yes. Not to get confused with the cicada, which many people actually call locusts here
really?
In Texas. Yes.
Oh. Those are the things?
Yeah, the things that. At nighttime.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so I had another job. I do have stories about this because
please tell me.
I was a manager at a bounce house place. Well, I was actually a host at a bounce house place where they just like, you know, they had parties and, you know, they had like they had parties for like people like that were like kids, and then I'd be a host of their party and like help them set up, help them open presents and write down everything for them and make sure they were good. And then I get a tip at the end if I was a host. But I got promoted to manager, which it, like, being manager was horrible because you had to take responsibility for your workers who don't work.
Oh.
I did not. The people that they hired hated working, which I understood. Like,
yeah, I hate working
too. Because I guess I had it coming, to be honest. Like, I didn't work at that, like, barely, like, at that,
Let me talk to your manager, like...
Yeah. Like, people would be like, okay, there was this one incident where there was this British party from, like, all the way from Britain. And they had, like...
Where are they at?
I don't freaking know! Go to, like, the Alamo or something! Go see something in Texas! That's really mean. They went to a freaking bounce house place. And by the way, don't have your birthday party at a bounce house place. Because those bounce house things, they don't get cleaned. They don't. Like, if someone throws up in it, you just wipe it up and it's fine.
It's okay.
There's still throw up residue in there.
Residue.
Like, you're literally, yeah, that word's fun. You're literally bouncing on throw up, basically, every time. You're sliding down a throw up slide.
Ew.
Anyway, so as manager, I had to, like, oversee everybody that worked. And people would just, like, sit down, like, at the front desk with me, and I'd be like, hey, go check on your party. They're like, they like need you. And they're like, and they'd literally be like, oh, they're fine. They're fine. They said they didn't need me. And I'd like have to, I didn't want to be mean, you know, but I'd be like, go check on your party, dude. Like, I did not like them. There's this one kid named Austin. I'm going to say his freaking name because I want him to hear this. I hate you, Austin. I hate you.
What's his last name?
I don't know, but I would freaking say it if I did. I do not like you. You are a horrible worker. I hated when you were on the schedule with me. I hate you, Austin. Not my other best friend, Austin, but worker at Odd. Hey, Austin, Gage, you're a pretty sweet guy. Anyway, yeah, but like there was this one bridge part. I think Austin was working it, and I guess Okay, so I guess it was kind of my fault. Or no, it wasn't, because it was not my fault. It was another freaking person. It was Derek. That's his name. Derek's fault. Because after a party ends, you have to get out so the next party would, you know, go. But he just, he wasn't like, hey guys, you have 10 minutes. He just like sat there and watched them, like, mingle. And so the next party comes in, and they're not even cleaned up. They're opening presents. And I'm like, where's Derek? Like, and I'm like, Derek, you need to kick these people out. It's not my responsibility. It's yours. He was like, okay. So they left. So this party is starting 20 minutes late.
Ooh.
So they're already pissed off. Then they get in there, and it's a mess because we don't have time to clean it. So, like, this British guy was, like, so angry at me. And, like, he came up to me. He came up to the front desk, and he looks me in the eyes, and he gets really close to me, and he goes, are you the manager? And I said yes, and he just like glares at me and just keeps eye contact and walks away into his party room. And then I was like, you know what? I have to freaking make this up. Like, I hate that guy hates me. So I just didn't charge them for the party. Like, they got $200 off.
Oh my god.
So they were, well, I mean, they told me to do that because,
oh really?
Yeah. So he was, I was like, you know what, you don't even have to worry about it. And he was like, are you serious, mate? Like, that's literally what he said. He was like, are you serious, mate?
Yeah, you told me, like, you go, are you serious, mate?
Yeah, he was like, you serious, mate? It was like, this guy's really British. It was really funny. I mean, it was great. But yeah, that's, I mean, jobs. That's, did you have any other jobs?
No.
No?
I had two jobs.
You had two jobs, that's it. Well, the thing is, in this economy, it's very hard to get a job because you have to go to college now.
To get jobs.
I mean, you were talking about this, like, earlier, you know?
Yeah.
Like, back then, you didn't even have to go to college. Like.
Yeah, like you were okay, like.
Yeah, you were fine if you didn't go to college. And if you did, I mean, it was just like, oh, you went to college. I guess we can hire you.
Oh, cool. Like, this, but they just say cool.
Yeah.
Now it's like, where's your degree, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I want to tell, actually, I want to go back to your dad, because your dad is so funny. I remember this one time where, okay, so my truck that I wrecked, as you know from last week, But it was very hard to, like, the transmission was messed up because my uncle said, well, you need to get on, because it wouldn't start. And he was like, there's a problem with the starter. And you need to get under the car and you need to, like, you know, tap it with a hammer in order to get it to start. Okay, he said tap. I didn't know he said tap. I translated tap to beat. So I got under the car, and I just started, like, wailing this hammer around, like, beating everything.
Oh, my God.
Like, and it turns out I hit the transmission line, and there was a small hole in the transmission line, which, like, leaked transmission fluid every time it started, so I couldn't, like, use it. And I told that to your dad, and I was like, yeah, that happened. And your dad laughed at me.
He laughed at you. He laughed at me
freaking hard. Like, he was like, ha 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 ha. Oh my god. Oh. He thought it was so funny. I'm like, yeah, I can't. I don't have a car.
Yeah, like, I had to pay $2,000.
I have to pay a lot of money. I have to pay a lot of money for that car. But, you know, your dad was really funny. Your whole family is funny. Your grandpa's hilarious.
Oh my gosh, my grandpa.
I love your grandpa. I love my grandpa too. I have a story about my grandpa. You want one about my grandpa?
Please tell me a story about your grandpa. We have visited.
Yep, that's the one.
Please
tell me
that we have visited.
Okay. So one time,
he felt betrayed.
Don't get ahead of me.
I'm sorry.
So I have the sweetest grandparents on earth. My grandpa's a little older.
Mine are the sweetest.
Shut up. My grandpa's a little older, so, like, you know, he can't really move well, so my grandma has to help him, like, go to the bathroom and stuff, you know. What? Are you laughing?
Yeah.
Okay, so So you know what? One day I was like, you know what? I'm going to surprise him. I am not going to call them before I, like, go there. Which is a bad idea. Always call your grandparents when you're about to go over there. So I get there and I'm like, I can't wait to see them. So I open the door and it's not a smell that...
It's different.
It's a different smell. Like, it's not grandma's house. It's like... it smelled like curry. Like, kind of. like, to bring that back in. But, like, it smelled like... like crap. Like, I was like, what's going on in here? And, like, I walk in and I see my grandpa sitting in a chair. But it's different than his, like, normal chair. And I could just see his torso up. And he was in a different chair. So I walk over there and I'm like, hey. I call him Poppy. I'm like, hey, Poppy. And I look down. And he's pooping. He was pooping. And I don't think he knew. I don't think he knew. I think my grandma was somewhere else in the bathroom. And he looks back at me. And he goes. He looks back at me. And he says, we have visitors?
Because usually your grandma would...
usually my grandma invites like people over and they like play dominoes or something. And he thought that I was like one of his grandparents' friends.
Oh my god!
Like he thought there was more coming, basically. So he looked back at me. We have visitors. He was so scared. He felt betrayed by my grandma because my grandma didn't tell him that people were coming over. So, like, I walked back like, oh, he's pooping. Like, I didn't know. And then I was like, hi, Nana. And she was like, oh, don't go in there. He's sick. He's on the pot. I was like, well, I'm just gonna, I guess I could just mow your yard. And she was like, that'd be good.
That'd be nice.
That'd be nice. I mean, we never brought it up.
Oh, that's so
I never
funny.
Brought it up. There's also another pooping grandparent story. Like, my great-grandma, she was very old. And she, my grandma, her daughter, I guess, was like, she was living with her my grandma. And she's very old, and she has to, like, get in a wheelchair to go to the bathroom, like, you know, old people. And so, because her bones are weak.
But her muscles and
her muscles
ligaments are
they're very purple.
But they're black. Blood has stopped like, moving through them. Like,
it's sad. But I one time my grandma had to go to the store and she was like, don't let your grandma get out of that chair because if she does she will hurt herself. And I was like, okay, I won't. And, literally 5 minutes after she left, she says, I gotta go to the bathroom now! I was like, Granny, I don't think that's a good idea. She's like, I need to go. I'm gonna crap myself in this chair. Like, I don't wanna crap myself in the chair. And so I was like, okay. Like, I was like, what do I do? So I brought her in there. I got her in the wheelchair, like, I, like, lifted her up into the wheelchair, and she was like, oh, like, when she sat down, because I was a young boy, and I slammed her in the wheelchair.
He slammed her.
Basically.
He just dropped her in there.
It was not graceful at all.
He, like, dropped her in there.
Basically. Oh! Ooh. I think, yeah, and so,
like, the
Minecraft I started.
People, when they get there, ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah, but, like, I turned her chair around, and I started walking her there. And she starts to pull her pants down in the chair. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, I was so confused. So scared. And I got her in there. And, like, she pulled her, like, underwear down. And, like, I guess she was already pooping. Like, she was old, dude. She was old. And so, like, I helped her up, and, like, I sat her down. I sat her down, and there was poop everywhere. Like, there was poop on the walls. It was like, there's poop on the handles of the wheels of the chair. And then I walked out, and then I was like, I'll give you your privacy. She was like, okay. she was very embarrassed. She didn't want to look at me. Like she was very embarrassed. And then my grandma comes home. And she's like, she looks at the chair. And then she looks at me. And she's like, where's your grandma? And I was like, she's in the bathroom. And she yells, oh my God!
She freaked out, dude.
Oh my God. She freaked out.
Oh my God.
She was like so worried. And she was like, you should have seen it in there, right? There was crap everywhere.
Oh,
like,
God.
Like the wallpaper might as well have been brown. Like, it was gross. But, yeah.
Didn't you tell me, like, she was like...
I know what you're going to say. She was very, very old.
Yeah.
My great-grandma. And I loved her to death. And she'd sit in her chair and she'd, like... She'd just be, like, staring, like, off into space for an hour. And then she'd yell, am I dead yet?
Like, did she say that?
Yes!
Oh, my God.
And I'd be like, no, Granny, you're here. You're with us. Please stay with us. She, like, went... She got angry, and she was ready. She was, like, ready to go, you know? Which, like, is crazy, but, you know, it was, like, crazy. I loved her to death, though. We used to, like, swim in her pool. Yeah, that's where I almost drowned, in her pool.
Ryan, you should be dead, like, 8 times now.
Yeah, I'm like a cat. Like, I'm down to, like, my last life.
Yeah.
It's not okay, but you know what? I'm gonna deal with it. It's fine. Keep going. okay. Are you sure you didn't your... I'm trying to think of stories, because we have plenty of stories when we were working together. I'm trying to think of one. Do you remember any?
Oh! When you just decided to freaking... You thought you were safe with your gloves. When you just grabbed... You just grab a cactus, just thinking it's okay. Hey, I'm just gonna grab this cactus. It doesn't have any spikes on it or anything. Little did he know that these little cactuses have.
If my life was a book, it would be called Little Did He Know. Like,
I think that's Little Did He Know. Yes, little did Ryan know.
Little did Ryan know
that these cactuses have baby spikes on them.
Which are worse.
That are worse than big spikes. Like, they're freaking... They're so tiny. They're like little hairs. But they freaking just...
I have a story.
They get in between your fingers, and then when you rub your fingers in between, it just... It's not like it hurts. It's just kind of like, it's there.
You know what the
just
sad like, part is?
What?
That wasn't the first time I've learned my lesson doing that. Like, I touched a cactus before during a cross-country race. I was like, I'm going to pick up this souvenir for Reed. I picked up a cactus and I immediately dropped it because I was in pain. I was in a cross country race.
Why are
it
we?
It was
you...
a race. I literally stopped, turned around to get a cactus, which, like parents were probably like, "What is he doing?" That's why I didn't do sports. Oh, I remember that race. That was a stupid race.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. But I remember another story. We were working, you know, and it was getting to the time where we needed to go, you know. We were closing, and there was this man and woman that were walking toward us, and we were like, it's that feeling that you
don't
get.
Talk to us.
You're like, I really hope they're not coming to talk to us. Like, I really hope. It's like that feeling where I don't even know. Like, you don't want to talk to someone, but it's like, are they gonna talk to me? Like, it's like a weird feeling. They were walking toward us, and then
I still didn't understand what they were trying to ask me.
What did they say?
They're talking about
their names.
Like,
do you remember their names?
Something in Nancy.
Yeah, it was like Brad and Nancy.
It was like Phil and Nancy.
Yeah, Phil and Nancy. It was something funny. Yeah. And so like it's your truck, right? We're about to get in your truck, and they come by your truck, and Nancy puts her flabby arms on the bed of her truck. Like, she just puts her arms on there, like her sweaty
and she's
arms.
Smiling.
She's just smiling, like listening to us talk to her husband. Oh, which God. What was he? He was like, "Why are you on this property? What did he say?"
Well, he was. Oh,
Hey, why are you over there?
Sorry. So he was talking, he was saying something about the fence line, and like, he's saying something about the fence line. I don't know what he was actually like trying to ask. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know what he's trying to ask. But I was just like, you can just call my uncle because I'm not in charge.
Yeah, like here's my uncle's phone number.
So okay, I'll give him a call.
I'll give him a call.
He's like, I'll give him a call. And I don't think he ever called him because I told Greg about it and like he never informed me that anyone called him. So
you know what was cool? Didn't like a house explode or something? Or they just demolished a house.
Yeah, they broke the house like real good.
Like with the stuff in it.
Yeah.
Like for some reason, like because they didn't pay something.
Well, it's because those people like were like I think it was like foreclosed or something.
Yeah, it was like foreclosed or something, and they left a couple stuff.
There was crap everywhere.
Their crap was everywhere. So like you know, at the end of the day, after we you know were done, we would go and we would like look at their stuff, and we found this tape. Like, that I still have.
Yes.
And it was, like, this old song. Like, it was, like, burn, gun, 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 gun. It was like one of those things that you find. It's, like, this is creepy.
Yeah.
Like, it was good. What else did we find? We
it was
found
all like fuzzy because, like, it had, like, water.
Yeah, damage. Yeah. It was like, creepy. It was creepy.
Like, they had, like, pictures that looked like family pictures. And there were so many of them.
It's kind of sad.
And they were just, like, on the ground and, like, water damaged and, like, stuck together. I'm, like... What in the world?
What happened? This is a dog's leg. What happened?
Dude, remember when we, like, went in that place, like, in like, one of their, like, 8 buildings, and, like, it smelled so bad.
What? No.
It smelled like something was dead in there, and I think there was something dead in there.
What?
You not remember that? I think it was, like, just a trash bag. Full of, like, food or something.
Oh, I think it was rotting meat.
It was rotting meat.
They had, like,
meat.
A trash bag, and then it was, like, rotting meat or something. It smelled like you, there's, like... There's
it was, like, a worse smell.
It was, like, a
smell.
Scent that traveled up. Like, once you, like, passed it, you'd be like, oh, shoot, that is rancid.
Yeah, like...
That is bad.
That hurt my nose.
Yeah,
like, really bad.
That really injured my soul.
So, like, during one of our... BTs.
We call those break times.
Well,
BTs.
Yes, we call our break times BTs to like get a drink or like just take like a little rest or something.
Or like talk.
Cause like we work for like hours on end. But
yeah.
So we decided to go look inside the house and see what they left around. There's just trash everywhere and stuff. But I did find a golf club. Like an iron or something. I don't know golf words. But there was like a golf club and like the house was about to be demolished anyway.
Wait, I don't remember this.
You don't?
I wasn't there for that.
You sure?
Yeah, I was there afterwards when it was all gone.
You sure?
But keep telling the story, I might remember.
Okay, well either way. So I go into the bathroom. So you know how like they have like those mirrors that are like on the wall, you know, like the like
yeah,
like what's in your bathroom, like right there.
A mirror?
I know, but not like just a mirror you just hang up. It's like installed, you know.
Yes.
So
that's like normal.
You know what?
When people buy houses, they're not like, oh, these bathrooms don't have mirrors. We have to buy mirrors now.
Wait, there's a lot of mirrors.
Keep telling your story.
Okay, never mind. So I try to take the golf club. I'm like, I'm gonna smash this mirror.
What?
So I just decided I want to smash this mirror,
dude.
So I take the club. I take the club. I go, whack! I thought that break. I was like, nothing happened. I was like,
ding! Ow! Ow!
And I was like, okay. So I tried again. I was like, and this time I went like this. I went, whack! It just went, dang! I was like, nothing happened. I was like, are you serious? So I just full on like try to go as hard as I can. Just freaking like.
Did anybody see?
No.
What are you doing?
No, I tried to break it, and it just reflected back off. I was like. What is this made of? I was like, I thought mirrors are supposed to be easy to break.
That's weird.
But it didn't break.
It's like that one guy that tried to break into the car And he was like, you just gotta hit it. And then he hits it, and then it, like, comes back and hits him in the head.
I don't know.
Anyway, this has been Buddy Speak. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
We should probably say this. We're on SoundCloud. We're on... I don't know about YouTube anymore. That might be a lost cause. But, yeah, we're on SoundCloud. We're on
SoundCloud and the podcast.
And, of course, we're on iTunes if you're listening on iTunes. Yeah, let us know what you think by rating the podcast on iTunes and liking it and stuff, or like hearting it. I guess you heart stuff on SoundCloud. And if you have any questions, like, just seriously, email us questions. Yeah. We've gotten zero questions. Well, so
we've had a total of zero emails
being sent to us,
because we probably haven't even opened the email account.
Yeah. Well, no, we have. It's there.
But that's okay.
It's there. So if you have any questions about, like, our lives, like, we would love to do a freaking Q&A episode.
Oh, that'd be great. That would be
freaking cool.
We'd have, like, one caller. It'd be like my mom.
Yeah. It'd be like, hey, how you boys doing in your walks with Jesus or something. Like, anyway.
Probably not, but...
Probably not. Anyway.
But,
okay, yeah. So email us.
We'd have to pay her.
Email us at...
Okay.
What are you just interrupting? No. Okay. Okay. No. Stop. Okay. So you can email us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I knew
you did that one on purpose.
I know you did. Okay. You did do it. Okay.
Go ahead.
Email us at AskBuddySpeak, AskBuddySpeak, AskBuddySpeak at gmail.com. And that is... Yep, that's it. Okay, we'll see you next week.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Happy holidays. That's the correct term for it.
For the liberal.